are of pearl, and the streets are of gold, and the building exceedingly fair. Let us pray for each other, no fame by the way, in this sad world of sorrow and care. For that home is so bright and is almost in sight, and I trust in my heart will be there. Brother dear, never fear, we shall triumph at last. Let us trust in the word he has given. When our trials and toils and our weepings are past, we shall meet in that home up in heaven. Let us pray for each other, nor faint by the way, in this sad world of sorrow and care. For that home is so bright and is almost in sight, and I trust in my heart will be there. Let us walk in the light of the gospel divine. Let us ever keep near to the cross. Let us love, watch, and pray in our pilgrimage here. Let us count all things held but as lost. Let us pray for each other, no faint by the way, in this sad world of sorrow and care. For that home is so bright and is almost in sight, and I trust in my heart will be there.
164.
What?
164.
164.
The voice of my beloved faith has sweetly said to me, arise, my love, the world forsake, and come away with me. For though the winter now is past, the chilling winds are, the sweet springtime has come at last, the sun shines out once more. The flowers now are singing out the breath of sweet perfume. The hillsides echo with a shout, the birds their song. The turtle dove lifts up her voice to sing her Maker's praise. Come now and let your heart rejoice, your voice in rapture raise. The fig tree buds full her peace, the vines with grapes abound. The buds adorn the tender twigs, the hills with grass are crowned. Arise, my love, and come away, my fair one here
who wrote it.
You said who wrote that song?
Yeah.
That was John Hawk Day.
Yeah.
He wrote a lot of those songs.
He sure did.
Somebody else has one. How about 162? Yeah, 162.
He leadeth me all blessed thought, oh word with heavenly comfort fraught. Whate'er I do, wherever I be, still tis God's hand that leadeth me. He for a season soon. When darkness seems to hide. flood, when all around my soul gives way, he then is all my hope and stay. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. When he shall come with trumpet sound, oh, may I then in him be found, resting his righteousness alone, faultless to stand before the throne. Oh, Christ the solid rock I stand, all other ground is sinking sand, all other ground is sinking sand. Asleep in Jesus, blessed sleep, from which none ever wakes to weep, a calm and undisturbed repose, unbroken by the last troubles. Asleep in Jesus, oh how sweet to be for such a slumber meet, with holy heart the dance to sing, that death has lost its venom sting. Asleep in Jesus,
number 169.
Who flung the stars out into space and hold them in their proper place? Who like a curtain outstretch the sky to make a place for birds to fly? Who sends a wind and gives us daily bread to eat? Who in the winter sends the snow? Oh, tell me who, if you should know, who has designed each lovely clay? What wondrous power did it take? Who
tree,
who made the cat?
Time to continue on with our worship service in the way of prayer and preaching, we hope. And we welcome each one that's come to worship with us today. We appreciate your presence and the effort that you've made to come out and to be with us here at the Reidsville, Lindsay Street Primitive Baptist Church. We know that with sickness and cold weather and hindering causes, that it takes a lot of effort sometimes to get ready and lay aside those things that hinder and come out. But I've always discovered that sometimes the more we sacrifice or the more effort we have to put into it, the more we get out of it. And so let's hope that that's the case today, that the Lord will bless. He's never failed a promise yet. He says, "With two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst." And it's our heart's desire this morning to be blessed to bring forth that which will exalt him and cause us to worship him and to be assembled together in the unity of the Spirit and in the bonds of peace, to worship and praise God, who is the God of peace. And a lot of turmoil and strife in the world, a lot of sickness, a lot of death. And my neighbor was kind of complaining the other day, and I said, "Well," I said, "if you think about it, what can we expect?" I said, "We are sinners. Suppose we got justice." And when you begin to think along that line, the Lord has been so merciful and gracious to me. If he had rewarded me according to my iniquities and dealt with me after my sins, where would I be? But instead, with cords of loving kindness, as the psalmist said, has he drawn me. And it's just miraculous when we think about the grace of God. Sometimes I think we just kind of get, they say, familiarity breeds contempt. Sometimes I think we get so familiar speaking about it and being together, we don't really appreciate the miraculous energy that's gone into bringing us here and equipping us to be able to see Jesus and who he is and what he is and what he's done, what he's accomplished. And I tell you, beloved, when there's they say there's 8.8 billion people in the world now, relatively speaking, there's very few of them that think anything of Jesus. Most of them don't even know about him, don't even think of him. They worship God through some other medium, or at least they think they do. But he says, "I am the way. No man cometh to the Father but by me." There is one mediator between God and men, and that is the man, Christ Jesus. To know him and to feel like that he is your mediator, your way to the Father, is wonderful indeed. Wonderful indeed. So we're thankful for the day and for you and for our providential grace that's enabled us to be here. Is there any particular sickness in particular that we need to make mention of? I know there's, we all got.
We still need to remember those that mentioned before, Sister Mosley. Southern Honor here today. He'll want to remember him. And Sister Hill, Jane Hill, from Warner Cove Church, is not doing well right now. And I'm sure she would Blackbird remember her. And there's others that need our prayers also.
Yes, we are glad that Brother Robinson is here, and he's been taking chemotherapy and making him mighty sick. And we are thankful that he's able to be here, and hope that his situation can get better. Also, Brother Hilton is going to the doctor tomorrow, and he has some swollen lymph nodes, and they want to investigate that. And we certainly hope that it's not anything serious. And my own blood case is in very good shape right now, for which we're thankful. And my blood count is up, and it's looking good right now, so we're thankful for that. Brother Keith, you have a hymn?
Go ahead, 246.
Number 246, and you may stand if you like while we sing, and then we'll endeavor to go to the Lord in prayer, and we covet an interest in your prayers while we endeavor to lead in public prayer. I hope you'll be blessed to pray for me.
Love to thee, O Christ,
more love to thee, dear ever, where I be, on bended knee. This is my earnest plea, more love, O Christ, to thee.
Kind and merciful Heavenly Father, it's again that we bow before Thee, desiring our Father to come to Thee and to worship Thee and to praise Thee for Thy marvelous grace and mercy and love, for which Thou hast abounded towards us in all wisdom and prudence through our Lord Jesus Christ, our Mediator, our Savior, our Redeemer, our life, our light, our love. And all that we possess, O Lord, in a spiritual way, we realize it comes from Thee, and that in our body, that is, in our flesh, dwelleth no good thing. And all of our righteousness is as filthy rags. But thank Thee, our Father, that Thou hast imputed the righteousness of Thy darling Son to us, that we might be made righteousness in Thee according to Thy marvelous grace. Lord, how we thank Thee for this wonderful hope that we treasure in our breast. How we thank Thee for the gospel that teaches us truths concerning this life in Thee. And how we thank Thee, dear Lord, for Thy church, which is the pillar and the ground of the truth, the church of the living God, that Thou hast planted here in the earth. And we thank Thee, dear Lord, for Thy Holy Spirit that has taught us and led us to Thy church in this part of Thy moral vineyard. We pray, Lord, that I would continue to bless the church here at Reedsville, that she might prosper, and the light, dear Lord, of thy dear gospel might go out to lighten the pathway of thy dear children here in this low ground of sin and sorrow, that we might be encouraged and exhorted, O Lord, to follow on, to know thee until that final and great day when thou shalt appear in all of thy glory, and thy dear children shall be caught up to be with thee forever and forever. Lord, we thank you for each heart that's here today and each household that's represented, and pray that thou would bless us all together, that we might render unto thee the praise and the honor and the glory due unto thy great and wonderful name. We thank thee again for the efforts that each one has put out to come to worship thee. And we pray, Lord, thou will remember us all in mercy. For, Lord, we confess that we are weak and thou art strong, and we need thee, O Lord. We are dependent upon thee, and thou art independent. Thou dost not need us, that we realize, O Lord, but we thank thee that thou art so considerate of us and has bestowed thy love and mercy upon us. We thank you, dear Lord, for these wonderful blessings. We thank you, dear Lord, for thy providential grace that has brought us into the world and this country, that we enjoy the freedoms and the liberties that we do and have, O Lord, the prosperity that we do, and pray, Lord, that thou will continue to bless her and her leaders, that they might do that which is right in thy sight. These mercies and blessings we ask. Lord, we don't want to forget the sick and the afflicted, the oppressed and the depressed, and each and every one that's asked an interest in our prayers. We pray that we remember them. For we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
We've turned to the book of Philippians today, and we left to read the first several verses, the first chapter, and we covered an interest in your prayers as we stand before you, that we might give the true sense of the words, as the apostle says, and prays for Timothy and Titus and those that were serving with him, that we might be blessed to set forth the truth as it is in Christ Jesus, not something that we have thought up ourselves, or not something that we read after other men, but that which the Holy Ghost speaketh. And that's what we desire to set forth, because that only is truth. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ. And that word servants there is the same word that's translated slaves or slave in other places. So the Apostle Paul considers himself a slave to Jesus Christ. He was one time the slave to sin, but he's been set free. Now he's a willing slave to Jesus Christ. In this slavery, he has freedom, true freedom, which he did not have as a slave to sin. A servant of Jesus Christ to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi with the bishops and deacons. Bishops is the Greek word for elders and the Hebrew word. Bishop, a bishop is not some elevated office above elders or pastors. It's all the same office. You have only two offices in the church that's instituted by the Lord. That's ministers, elders, and deacons. And bishop is just the Greek word for elder. So Philippi was in Macedonia, which is Greek. They spoke Greek there. So it's not strange that Apostle Paul would use a Greek term. Paul and Timotheus, the servants of Jesus Christ, to all the saints in Christ Jesus, which are at Philippi, with the bishops and deacons. Grace be unto you, and peace from God our Father, and from the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, always in every prayer of mine, for you all making request with joy, for your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this very thing, that he which hath begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. Even as it is meet for me to think this of you all, because I have you in my heart, insomuch as both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the gospel, ye all are partakers of my grace. For God is my record, how greatly I long after you in all the bowels of Jesus Christ. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment, that ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ unto the glory and praise of God. That's a wonderful prayer, isn't it? Apostle Paul and Timotheus, he referred to Timothy as his son in the gospel, and he often included him and Titus sometimes in his writings, saying that he was a servant or a slave to Jesus Christ. And I think the Apostle Paul always has in mind his conversion, his previous life. When in this, you know, usually he says in his opening statements to the churches, he referred to himself as an apostle of Jesus Christ, called of God. But in this epistle, he doesn't do that. He just says that he's a servant of Christ. And there's a bond between the church at Philippi and the Apostle Paul that was close indeed. And we recall, you know, how the church there formed. He endeavored to go over into Asia, and it said the Spirit forbade him not. This is in the 16th chapter of Acts, if you'd like to read about it. He and Silas, I believe it was, were together. And they were going to go over into Asia, and the Spirit forbade them. And said he was going over to Troas, I believe, someplace. And the Spirit suffered him not. And he said, and he had a vision in the night, and he saw a man in Macedonia. And he said, come over and help me. Come over here and help us. Have you ever had that cry in your heart? Come over, come help me. And Paul said he was persuaded that this was of God. And he endeavored immediately to go over into Macedonia. So he went over to Macedonia. And if you will look at a map, you'll see the first city you come to that's what's called Europe today is Philippi. And so he went over into Philippi, Macedonia, the first city. And Philippi was not too big a city. And I don't know how long he'd been there, but it said on Sabbath day, he went down to the river where prayer was wont to be made. And said there were some women down there, and Paul began to talk to them, and a woman by the name of Lydia attended unto the words that Paul had to say. And he said that the Lord opened Lydia's heart. And she was baptized in her household. And then she said that if you've counted me faithful in the things of the Lord, then come abide in my house. She was a seller of purple. So she must have been a